We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
Hello, I'm Alexa.
I'm Hallie.
Did you guys have a good lunch today?
Yeah.
Tell me what you had for lunch.
It's spaghetti and meatballs with Parmesan cheese.
Yum.
I had pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza, that's everybody's favorite, I bet, isn't it? Almost everybody's.
No.
Maggie.
Actually, I had cold pizza.
Cold pizza, well, that's good. Some people like it cold.
Like,
what'd you have, Becca?
I forget.
Uh-oh.
Please,
well, we have a song to sing all about yummy things for your tummy.
What?
Something yummy, something
yummy for me.
That's it.
That's to eat.
There it is. That's the song. It's called I'm Hungry.
I need something yummy for my tummy, because I'm hungry and I need to eat. I need something yummy for my tummy, so how about a nice little treat? Some extra cheese. I'm hungry, 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 hungry. Feed me, please. I need something yummy for my tongue, cause I'm hungry and I need some chow. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause my tummy's making funny noises now. How about an ice cream sundae or a piece of cherry pie? I'm hungry. Feed me, bub. How about a bowl of spaghetti or a nice big juicy steak? I'm hungry, 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 hungry. Feed me for goodness sake. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause I'm hungry and I need some food. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause I'm one hungry dude.
Going to talk about how Jesus took the lunch of a small boy and turned it into a feast to feed thousands of people.
They had heard about his miracles and they wanted to see for themselves.
Some wanted to learn more about him.
Some wanted to be healed.
Some were just curious.
Are there people like that today who can draw a crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Like
movie stars?
Okay, movie stars and maybe...
Karen and kids!
Oh, you think we're stars?
No.
Not quite sure. I'm not sure we'll draw a crowd. But how about sports stars or politicians or singers and musicians? They can really draw big crowds, but can they take care of all of the needs of the crowd? Could they miraculously feed all the people? Only God can do that. And Jesus was sent by God to teach and feed thousands of people that day. Only Jesus, the Son of God, could do that. Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 14 to hear how Jesus handled a big crowd. He had been healing the sick and speaking in the temple, and he was exhausted. He traveled by boat to a place to have some quiet time, and you know what? The crowds followed him.
When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick.
As evening approached, the disciples came to Jesus and said,
This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food.
Jesus replied, They don't need to go away. You get them something to eat.
But we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered.
Bring them here to me, Jesus said, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass.
Taking the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and looking up into heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves.
Then he gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people.
They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over.
The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
And Jesus gave these people more than loaves and fish. What else did he give them? Becca.
God's power.
Okay.
He showed them that God could feed and take care of them.
He showed them to give thanks before they ate.
He showed them how much God loved them.
Okay. These are all wonderful lessons that we learned from this story. Jess.
He showed them that he would take care of them even though he was tired.
Right. Jesus gave them his time. He was tired, but he still cared for them. Are there times in your life when you feel tired and you want to rest, but you have work to do? Maggie.
Well, when I come home from gymnastics, I have to right away get ready for my youth group.
Yeah.
Sometimes I end up staying out late to help with something, and I really want to go to sleep, but I have to keep helping out.
Mm-hmm. When I get home from wrestling practice sometimes, I really feel tired.
Yeah, physically tired. You're physically tired. And if someone asks you to do something, it might be hard because you're just tired. You just want to get something to eat and rest your muscles. Alexa?
When I have, like, loads of homework to do and I'm really tired from the day at school, I just feel like I want to lay down and go to sleep.
Yeah. And I really, really appreciate you all coming here at the end of the day because I know sometimes it's got to be tough. But God really wants our best, and he really wants us to push that little bit harder to do his work.
God is never too busy for us.
We have to always be available for him.
God will give us what we need to do his work.
Our God can do anything.
Our God can do anything. He sends us people, miracles. Strong and mighty, all powerful. Kind and gentle, perfect love. Simple.
miracles are all around us today.
Tell others about the way God works in your life.
When you share the news, others will see God's power and love.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for taking the time to feed thousands of people when you were tired. You gave them fish and bread and your Father's love. You showed them God's power too. Help us to be like you, Jesus, to teach others about you and your Heavenly Father, to feed them with your word and your love. In your holy name we pray, amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Take this lesson and share it with someone you know.
Whether it's a crowd of people or just one, God wants us to take His message to others.
That's the way His kingdom will grow.
Jesus is our Savior and Lord, now and forevermore.
Thanks for joining us today.
We want to tell you more about our music today.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com
or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
And you can learn more about us.
And remember, Jesus wants us to take the time to serve others.
And tell others about Him.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and
and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.